Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You already know what day it is. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Government shutdown day 21. Will they work it out? I've got 22.
Time just flies when you're having fun.
I wrote 22. And I said 21. I don't know why. Yesterday it was 21.
Yep.
You know, it's easy this month.
Yeah.
Because it's October 22nd.
See?
It's 22nd day of the shutdown.
Look at that. What a coincidence.
I gave away the code. Now I made it easy for everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. We have a lot to talk about. Trump winning, of course. Mm. It's a happy hump day Trump day, so that's going to be in there. A little closer to home, the prime developer of Celebration Point filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy last week as the overall company continues to bankruptcy lawsuits with claims of more than $100 million in fraud. The personal bankruptcy filing comes 18 months after three companies that formed Celebration Point, all managed by Viking companies, and they initiated the bankruptcy proceedings. So, you know, Celebration Point is a, well, it's a nice destination with food and shopping and, you know, kind of a central area where they have different entertainment from time to time. It's just, yeah, it's a nice setup. And it is a shame that it's it may be in financial flux. Now, I don't think that... I don't know how much that affects individual stores, locations, restaurants. You know, I don't think the movie theater is part of that, but I don't know. I don't know how that works. And look, you can be in bankruptcy. That doesn't mean it's over. Chapter 7 is like a preliminary step. You take these in chapters and steps, and usually you try to find some kind of way out, a financial plan. A judge looks at it. You have to pay some of these creditors this or that. So it's, you know, it's not like it's over. Nobody's closing their doors yet. But we'll just keep an eye on that one. It's you know, a big deal, and it's local. So we've got you covered there. Back to Trump winning.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
President Trump's aggressive use of tariffs has secured overwhelming support among Republican voters, even when they were initially scared by all the media. It's going to be bad. Tariffs are awful. Prices are going to go up.
The pulling of hair, the gnashing of teeth.
You have to remember, you know, who you hear these things from.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, yeah, I mean, forget about it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But you've got to pay attention to the Republicans and some of them and what they're saying. And if they're running around going, they're afraid of tariffs or tariffs are bad, I just want you to remember who was saying that. Because now, oh, now they're going to change their tune because the people, the people, according to a new Economist YouGov poll, cementing a dramatic transformation in conservative economic thinking that would have been unthinkable a generation ago. The survey, conducted just this past few days, found that roughly two-thirds of Trump voters and Republicans support maintaining or increasing current tariff levels, a striking endorsement of trade policies that the party's establishment once uniformly opposed. Among conservatives, 62% support maintaining or increasing current tariff levels. That's a big deal. And it's tariffs in general. I understood what people's concerns were. But to use them strategically as part of the art of the deal, to have another tool in the toolbox, everything you bring to the table creates a sense of maybe leverage, a sense of urgency. He utilized tariffs to do exactly both of those things. He put other governments under pressure. Hey, come to the table and work out a better deal if you want. And the vast majority of them did exactly that. Mm-hmm. So you leave them really with a better feeling. Oh, man, we could have got stuck with a huge tariff, but we worked it out. We're only doing like, you know, 10, 12%. Unlike the past, where all the tariffs were only working against United States products going into foreign ports, working against us, making it a very uneven playing field to try to sell goods and services overseas. So Trump got us to an even playing field in many regards and an advantageous position in many regards. Because remember, the number one weapon or asset that we have, and it can be used as both a weapon and an asset, is we are the consumers of the world. Okay? We buy the products more than any other nation. We buy the products. So Trump utilized that as saying, hey, we're the customer.
Yeah, customer's always right.
And if you don't think the customer's right, that's fine. That's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll find another source. Or in many cases, which is what we need to do, is we will start to source our own stuff in-house, as they say.
Now, there's a thought for you.
Yeah.
But you know, you got that fear-mongering, oh, these tariffs are going to land right in your lap as the consumer. Right? Didn't really work out that way.
It's going to add to inflation. Costs are going to go up.
Mm-hmm. No, it didn't work out that way.
No.
Not at all.
No, it really didn't. They said, oh, we'll give it some time. Mm-hmm. And then we did. And hey, it's still
here.
Yeah.
Looky there.
Let's see here. Bill Ackerman, Squawk Box, CNBC. He is Pershing Square Capital Management CEO. His name is Bill Ackman. This guy's got a few bucks.
Yeah.
He said that President Donald Trump has been the best president for businesses during his tenure. The best.
Wow. That says a lot.
The best. That does make a difference. Ackman said, yeah, I would say that there is a lot of positive. Let me be optimistic for a moment. I'm negative on New York if Mom Donnie's elected, but I'm positive on the country. You know, clearly we have the most pro-business president we've had in a very, very long time. And we also have a lot of very significant things that have been announced, but the effects have not yet really taken effect. So one infrastructure bill from the past, we have more recent tax bill, which gives 100% depreciation. For investment, we have this massive, infrastructure investment that's like building the railroads. The early part of it back to the 20th century, we have the productivity effects of AI that are only just starting to know and what significant effect they're going to have. Interest rates are coming down. I mean, he put very, very positive picture from somebody that's a huge financial guy.
These guys know what they're talking about.
Yep.
They do.
And don't forget, my friends, never miss a minute of the show, search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, or you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 6:22 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up Saturday, 7th annual Oktoberfest at Audi of Gainesville. And this is going to be another huge event. They've got a 60-foot by 120-foot tent. If you want a VIP type treatment with a table for six and unlimited food and beverages, get in touch with the folks there. You can Google the Ronald McDonald House, but that's because they're the beneficiary of all the money raised, and they raise a substantial amount. I mean, this is authentic. They fly the band in from Munich, and we are the official radio sponsor of the Ronald McDonald House, so we are very happy to tell you about this, and I can tell you from past experience, it really is a great time. All right? So they've got the refreshing craft beer from Swamphead Brewery, which Tom, the general manager at Audi, he lived in Germany for, to say about 10 years, and you know, really loved parts you know, of the culture.
He knows authentic.
Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah, when they fly the band in, and he gave the Swamphead Brewery like a recipe for, you know, very authentic German style beer. And they pulled it off for several years. And so it's always a good time. And if you could do it, it's this Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday. And if you plan on testing and tasting some of the stuff, first of all, parking can be a little bit precarious, and I would recommend just do the Uber thing, really. And that way you can really enjoy yourself, and we'll raise a bunch of money for the Ronald McDonald House. So it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Hey, somebody tried to ram the gate. The gate, meaning one of the gates in D.C., yeah, a White House barricade and trying to go through a gate. This was the Secret Service vehicle gate. Yeah. And so a suspect was arrested, and this happened just last night, 10:37 p.m. An individual drove his vehicle into the Secret Service vehicle gate. The individual was immediately arrested by U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers, and the vehicle was assessed by Secret Service and the Metropolitan Police Department and deemed safe. So, yeah, just maybe kind of, I don't know, a random act, but I don't think an accident per se, but we'll see. We'll see when we get more information on that. Remember our friend little Jen Psaki, press secretary?
Oh, yeah, a little redhead, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I remember
yeah,
her.
She now works for MSNBC.
Shocking.
Because they're so
nonpartisan. Yeah.
They're completely nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she called Vice President J.D. Vance scarier than President Donald Trump and claimed his wife, Usha, was scared of him.
Oh, my goodness.
She did this on her podcast, and she was immediately denounced for her disgusting comments Tuesday suggesting Vice President, his wife, Usha, is scared of him. Yep.
Wow.
She joked. I guess it was a joke. She thought it was a joke. I don't know about how scary President J.D. Vance was. I think the little Manchurian candidate, J.D. Vance, wants to be president more than anything else. I always wonder what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like, are you okay? Please blink four times. We'll come over here. We'll save you.
That's,
what? Yeah. And talking about J.D. Vance, like, you know, oh, he's willing to do anything to get there. Yeah, he is absolutely the first politician ever in the history of our constitutional republic for someone who might really want to be in the office of the president. He's the first one ever. I mean, is that the most bizarre thing you ever heard?
Is she afraid little KJP is getting too much attention doing the book tour and
yes.
She needed to rear her redhead and get some attention?
I think that's part of it.
Oh, my.
She said, oh, yeah, he's willing to do anything to get there. And your whole iteration you just outlined, I mean, he's scarier in certain ways and in some ways. And he's young and ambitious and agile in the sense that he's a chameleon who makes himself whatever he thinks the audience wants to hear from him. Again, the first politician ever did that. Hillary never did that.
And all our fake accents?
She's in the South. Hey, y'all!
Yeah. Like, or maybe it's just that Jen Psaki was so used to an old, decrepit man that somebody young and, you know, a little virile here is just not what she's used to.
Yeah,
I mean, what was the description of him? What'd she call him there?
I think you just nailed it. Toxic masculinity.
Oh.
That's J.D. Vance. Wow. And therefore, his wife is afraid of him.
He was in the military.
He's all ooze, testosterone, all smelly and stinky all over the furniture. And she goes, that poor woman's got to clean that furniture. Yeah, Jen Psaki.
Wow.
Yeah.
You tried too hard.
Really concerned.
Yeah.
The backlash, though, apparently. She basically got her face ripped off.
Oh, good.
All right.
In the best way possible.
Oh, no.
That,
you know, I know.
Best way
it's a, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
Rhetorically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a ton of stuff we still need to get to. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another happy hump day, Trump day. Yeah. It is 6:39 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, oh, I see a man at the back. As a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her because she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah. It was like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the man in the back said, everyone attack. And it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want to warn you. It'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz, blitz, blitz. Now do you know the song?
Isn't it funny how reading it and hearing it.
Yeah.
Two totally different worlds.
And, yeah.
And you're hearing things like, I never knew that was in that song.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But are we having a ballroom blitz?
We are.
Who's we?
Well, we is President Trump.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That was a song by Sweet, 1974, so they get credit. Ballroom Blitz, it was one of my favorite songs to roller skate to at the old roller rink.
Oh, wow. There
big
you
deal.
Go.
Okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, this is the new controversy. The left is outraged because the king is expanding his kingdom as we speak, and it's really not his, we've been told. I think it was Whoopi Goldberg said, it's the people's house.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, we agree.
And does she realize this is a gift where Trump and others are paying for it? Right?
Well, but they keep kind of leaving that out, or they're like, oh, fine, he finds money for a ballroom, but this is happening. It's like, okay, you're trying too hard, people.
Yeah, and there's a litany and a list of presidents who have undertaken different projects related to the White House since, well, really, while it was still being built, changes were being made. So it goes way back, and he said it needs a big, beautiful ballroom, and it's not going to cost the taxpayers anything. Why not do it? Well, because it's Trump. If it was, you know, Obama, it would have been okay. If it was Bill Carter. If it was...
Bill Clinton?
If it was Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, it'd be okay. It'd be all right. But no, it's Trump. It's Trump, so it's got to be bad. And let's see who... Oh, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut. Clearly knows his constitution. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not.
Oh, okay.
No, he's another dumb Democrat. He said that, you know, making this ballroom is absolutely illegal. What?
Then I doubt it'd be happening, really. It's kind of obvious what he's doing.
Yeah.
Building the ballroom.
Host Chris Hayes says, in the grand scheme of everything that is being done, and particularly in the context of these what appear to be, all the world to me, like extrajudicial killings, the knocking down the East Wing, it's not like anywhere near as morally significant. But I wonder if you had the same. I have encountered for myself and other people, there's really something visceral about those images that landed. I wonder if you or other colleagues or other people you're talking to have the same reaction. Well, because part of it has to be torn down to make room for the new ballroom. But like I said, changes have been made forever. Additions have been made. Second stories have been added. Who was it? Was it Kennedy that actually put the pool in, or was it done before him?
It could have been him, because that's probably the same one that the Johnson used to like to swim naked in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So at least Kennedy, if not just before.
Apparently, Kennedy may have been swimming in there.
You never know.
And
Biden, he had a tendency to lose his clothes in front of female Secret Service agents on occasion.
Mm.
But, you know, he was forgetful.
Ballroom blitz, blitz,
the thing
blitz.
Is, it's going to be gorgeous. And here's the thing. You've got a guy like Donald Trump, unlike some of the previous presidents, maybe, who have traveled and have visited and been in some of the most luxurious surroundings in the world.
Right.
And he's looking around going, okay, this place really needs some help. It's an old building, even with the additions.
Yeah.
If anybody knows what a really cool, welcoming ballroom should look like, it's probably him.
Why not make it a little bit swanky, hip, cool, happening, beautiful, big, representing the United States of America?
Well, he knows a little bit about building.
Democrats and their allies in the regime media are so desperate to lay a glove on the ascendant President Trump, they're actually accusing him of destroying the White House when everyone knows all he's doing is adding a $250 million ballroom that won't cost taxpayers a single penny. Hey, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Happy Hump Day Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. I know you're singing that song, aren't you?
No, it is Ballroom in my Blitz. Head. Yes, it's in my head now. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a good
one. It is.
Welcome, my friend. 651. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it certainly is another happy hump day, Trump Day. Although the government is still shut down. Day 22. Talk about Trump's tariffs, and it's all positive. Oh, even some of the stodgy Republicans who were sticks in the mud, so fearful, and the sky is falling. Oh, no, tariffs are going to ruin the economy. They now realize they were wrong and are doing an about-face. And you're welcome, and welcome to the winning team. Doesn't nice. That feel good? Hey, it seems like it is kind of a musical theme in many ways.
How's that?
Today. Well, you know, we talk about the ballroom that the president's going to build out of private money, which nobody should whine about. Changes have been made to the White House since it was built. You know what he should say? He should say, hey, you know the part that I'm tearing down? That was the part that was built by slaves.
Oh.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Getting,
never should have used their labor to begin with, so I'm tearing that down.
And paying Americans to do it.
Yeah.
Probably mostly.
Yeah. Low Bidder was not an American company, unfortunately, no. Anyway, so that's...
Yeah.
I just gave the answer to that. Again, you're like welcome, Mr. President. I am here to serve and help at your pleasure. So you got that taken care of. The ballroom, I mean... Is that what? That's all the left has left to argue about, to cry about, and they do. They're trying to make a big deal about it. He's destroying the White House and stuff. It's like, are you serious? You can't be serious. But they are, because they have nothing else.
They got nothing.
All right. So now here's another crybaby thing. Although this guy does have a leg to stand on. It seems that Kenny Loggins, who respected musician, many hits.
Absolutely.
You know, and he gave us this great song, Danger Zone. Mm-hmm. Remember that, Top Gun?
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, and it gets you pumped up. In fact, when I was jumping out of a plane, a perfectly good plane.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Many years ago, when they made a video of it for me, you know, as part of the, you know, what they do. And that was the music, you know, behind
perfect.
It. So, yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it was. And
but Kenny's not happy? What's the deal?
Kenny's not happy. Don't tell him that his music's on my video. He might not like that either. Mm. He's demanding President Donald Trump remove his 1986 song, Danger Zone, from a Truth Social video trolling No Kings protest. You know, this is a like an AI thing
where
Trump looks like a fighter pilot and all that, and they're playing that in the background, and he said, this is an unauthorized use of my performance of Danger Zone. Nobody asked me for my permission, which I would have denied, and I request that my recordings on this video removed immediately. And he made the statement to a Variety on Monday. Now, I only saw, I just saw still pictures of the president with the crown on and the fighter jet outfit.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see the whole video, but apparently, and this cracks me up even more, the fighter jet is dropping what appears to be fecal matter on
the No Kings people. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. I mean, come on.
I was like, wow, whoever did that. And of course, but the president has some involvement in it, right?
I think he gives the nod and seems to have a sense of humor.
So anyway, that song was a big hit, both on the radio and as a result of being part of the movie Top Gun. And in response, I'm sorry, In response to a request from Variety for comment, a White House representative amusingly replied with a Top Gun type response.
Oh, wow.
I feel the need for speed. Remember that was Tom Cruise's line?
Yes.
Feel the need for speed.
That's funny.
Anyway, so some people are upset about it, and yes, they've taken to X and True Social, and they have their little commentary. But here's one of the best retorts. One does not question the king, for his majesty acts according to his will, needing neither counsel nor explanation.
I love it. That is a good answer.
Yeah, well, if he's the king, he can do whatever he wants. You can't have it both ways. Can't call him a king and then say he can't do king stuff.
I love it, man.
I think things are going extremely well, and we'll continue with that theme right into the next hour. And at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. It's all taking place on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We are live in loco. We are 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.